Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 7, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah says, Baler l'Kohen Gadol, after the Kohen Gadol had been notified that the sire, that the goat had made it to the Midbar, and that's part of the service, that part of the Avodah was done, they came to the Kohen Gadol, Likros, so that he could read from the Torah, the Parsha of that day. It says the Mishnah, Ratza Likros Bebig Debutz, if he wants to continue reading in the clothing that he was wearing until that point, the big dekuna, the white garments of the Kohen Gadol that he wore to do the previous avodah, the previous service, he's permitted to do that. If he doesn't want to wear the big dekuna, he could wear his own long white robe, kind of like a kittel that we wear nowadays. And the Gemara says, even though it's not an avodah, reading the Torah is not an avodah, yet the halacha is, the law is that the Kohen Gadol was permitted to wear his big dekuna, even though he's not wear his big dekuna, the holy vestments, just for anything. But while he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to wear them even if it's not the time of the avodah. Chazan Knesses, the fellow that was appointed to oversee the matters of davening, Notel Sefer Torah, he would go and take the Sefer Torah from the base Knesses, from the little synagogue, the little shul, V'nosen L'Rosh HaKnesses, and he would give it to the head of the base HaKnesses, the fellow that would determine who leads the service, who reads the Torah, etc. V'Rosh HaKnesses, Nosen L'Skan. Then the Rosh HaKnesses would hand it over to the Skan, the Kohen Gadol that had been appointed to replace the regular high priest in case he becomes disqualified. The Askan, nice the Kohen Gadol, and then finally the Skan, the assistant Kohen, would hand it over to the Kohen Gadol, and all this was to increase in the honor of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Oymedu Makabel, he was standing and he would take the Torah. The Kairei Oymed, and he would read it while he was standing. The Kairei, and he would read the Sefer Torah, Acharemos, Parshas Acharemos, which discusses the avoid of the service on Yom Kippur. The Be'asar, and he would also read a section from Parshas Emor, which discusses the holidays of the Yom Tov. Now, even though he has to roll the Sefer Torah from Achremais all the way to Parshas Emor, it's not such a big roll, and there's no problem of people sitting and waiting, which would be called Tircha de Tzibura, kind of like, you know, making the congregation wait, because they had a meturgaman, it was an interpreter or a translator, and by the time he finished translating, to go from Emor to Achremais, which is one Parsha, that's not an issue, and it was rolled to the appropriate place. However, after he finished Emor, even though there was still one more thing to read, the Gadol Sefer Torah, they would roll up the Sefer Torah, Omanicha Becheika, and Kohen Gadol would hold the Sefer Torah. Vayomer, he would say to the nation, there's so much more than what I read that's written over here. In other words, you should know, I'm going to read something by heart, but the reason I'm reading it by heart is not because it's not in the Sefer Torah. The reason was because it was too far for him to roll, and at the same time, the people sitting there and waiting, it wasn't appropriate. Because he would read Asa Shebachumash Bekudim, he would read Ba'asa Lachodesh Hashvi, which is written in Sefer Bamidbar, and that was too long of a wait to roll there. So he read it Koral Peh, he read it by heart. Umevarach Aleh, and he makes a blessing on the Torah, Shemayna Brachas. He recites 8 different blessings on the Torah. Ala Torah, 1 bracha, Birkas HaTorah, that you make before and after, which are the brachos that we make on Aliyah when you get called up the Torah, even nowadays, before and after. Vala Vaida, then he made another blessing of Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem should find grace and will in our service, and he would conclude with Haboicher Ba'avoidas Ama Yisrael Barachimim, he who chooses the service of the Jewish nation with mercy. Valaida, then he would say Modim, the prayer of thanksgiving in the Shemoneh Esrei. Va'amechilasav, and then he would say Slach Lanu, the prayer where we ask God for forgiveness, and he would conclude Moichel Avoinis Ama Yisrael Barachimim, he who forgives the sins of his nation Israel with compassion. He made a special bracha for the Beis HaMikdash, the temple itself. He would say that the Shechina, the divine presence, should stay there, and he would finish with the words, Ashoichin B'tzion, he who dwells in Zion. And he made a special blessing that the Shechina, the divine presence, should never leave the Jewish people, and he would finish, Habocher B'Yisrael, he who selects the Jewish people. Al Yerushalayim B'fnei Atzma, he said a special bracha on Yerushalayim. This actually, the Gemara says, was not said. And he made a special blessing for the Kohanim that Hashem should accept all their sacrifices willfully, and he would finish Mekadesh Kohanim, he who sanctifies the Kohanim. And finally, Val Sharat Tefillah, the final blessing that he said was a supplication on the Jewish people that God should accept their Tefillah, and he concluded, Baruch Atam Hashem Shomei Tefillah, he who listens to our prayers, Hashem should answer all our Tefillos, and we should have an amazing Erev Shabbos and a wonderful upcoming Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom, have a great day.